Come on in. It's Art Linkletter's house party. From CBS Radio in Hollywood, it's Art Linkletter's house party. And now, here's the star of our show, Art Linkletter.
I have one of my very good friends from Hollywood and Motion Pictures on the program today as a special guest. He's actually one of a very small handful of what we call superstars. His name is Mr. Glenn Ford, and he's starred in more than 70 films, playing all kinds of roles. How many of you remember perhaps his most notable picture, Gilda, in which he played a gambler and starred opposite fiery Rita Hayworth? And then, of course, Glenn showed he had a talent for comedy in The Gazebo with Debbie Reynolds and a pigeon named Herman. Then, of course, in Westerns, he was the tall, quiet man of action in the thriller Cimarron, the story of the great Oklahoma land rush. And in The Blackboard Jungle, you recall he played an embattled school teacher struggling to educate a tough group of slum kids. Glenn Ford is a full-fledged commander in the United States Naval Reserve, and he's been in Vietnam on a tour of duty very recently, and he's going to talk a little bit about that and his motion picture career and anything else that he and I decide would be fun to talk about.
In this ever-changing world is one never-changing fact, the need for America to stay strong. You can help by buying United States savings bonds regularly. Profitable, returning $4 for three at maturity. Flexible, suited to do any savings goal. Safe, guaranteed by the government. United States savings bonds.
I have at least two things in common with Glenn Ford. We were both born in Canada, and we were both raised here in the United States. Glenn's folks settled in Santa Monica, California. Mine settled in San Diego, California. He started his acting career in high school, and a Hollywood talent scout spotted him after his graduation, and he went on to become one of our biggest stars, and most important of all, a nice guy. Glenn Ford, ladies and gentlemen. I'll bet, Glenn, that I was born in a stranger named town than you were in Canada. Now, where were you born in Canada?
I was born in the city of Quebec.
And I was born in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Really?
A little town that you've probably never seen. You've just come back from Vietnam, and I want to congratulate you, Glenn, on being given a very special award by the Premier Key there. Was that because you had helped to more or less consolidate the feeling between American troops? And what did you do exactly? Was it just kind of an acknowledgement of your being there?
Well, I don't want to talk about the...
All right.
No, I'd rather...
I know. He's a very modest fellow.
There's too many people over there still doing a job.
Well, you were there as a commander in the Navy.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
How long were you there?
About 4 weeks. Uh-huh. 4 weeks and a little longer than that.
And I know it was a rough thing, and when you come back, you realize that it's...
Well, I didn't come back, let's say, any wiser, but I came back with a lot more facts, and I know that... We're in for a rough time there, and the guys are just fantastic. The morale of the men is great, the respect the men give the officers, but more important than that, Art, the respect the officers give the men. And I think it's really, really something.
Were you in the Naval Reserve since World War II?
Yeah.
Did you go in as a regular Navy man and
That's
work
correct,
your way
yes.
up
uh-huh.
to commander?
Yeah.
Glenn, you, of course, have lived here in Los Angeles quite a long while. Santa Monica is where you grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Santa Monica has changed through those years. Do you still have some friends and relatives that live down that way?
Oh, yes. Well, mostly I have many old friends there that I've kept over the years, which I value their friendship very much. They knew me when I knew them when.
Yeah. You went to Santa Monica High School?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I started, in drama myself at San Diego High School, but I was so darn little when I was in high school, I was still playing children's parts when I was a senior. but there was a guy in our school down there who also did pretty well named Gregory Peck.
Oh, my, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's quite a guy.
He sure is.
Very fine actor.
He was a very shy, quiet guy in school. Were you shy, too, or were you...
No, I don't think I was. I changed.
Glenn, Bud, do you feel we're going to go out in the audience and have some people ask you some questions, and I don't want to step on their toes because I know they have some good ones. But you have played some very different kinds of roles, as we talked about at the opening of the show. Do you like the Western parts best, where you get that old dirty hat of yours on? You had some
They're the easiest.
Is it?
The Westerns are the easiest to do.
Yeah, but you, I know, play a lot of the double part. I mean, you don't use a double very often.
Oh, no, no. I don't believe you should do a part that you can't meet the physical demands of the part. If you can't ride a horse, you darn well shouldn't do a Western.
Yeah, but maybe they'd require you to be in a wagon that turns over, and there's a...
Well, anybody can turn over in a wagon. I mean, it's usually an accident, but...
No, what I mean is, you may have the nerve, and you may have the ability to do a very dangerous scene, but on the other hand...
No, it's not nerve. I'm scared all the time.
Are you?
You know, when really, seriously, we're kidding now, Art. I've known Art for a long time, and we kid sometimes like this, and I guess it gets out of hand. Westerns are the easiest to do, and there are hazardous things. The thing that I think is the most annoying to me is when I hear people saying, oh, that's a double, or that's a fake. There is no more faking in pictures, you know. When you see a stunt done, somebody's doing that stunt. And you say a wagon turns over, well, somebody's on that wagon and somebody's doing it.
That's right.
And these stuntmen do great, great jobs. And it is hazardous sometimes.
I was down in Mexico about a month ago watching John Wayne
do a picture, and his pictures are the roughest pictures. Yeah. When they have a crack up between things, everything breaks. The people are flying in all directions, and I had a great... You were in Mexico just about then, weren't you?
Yes, yes, yes.
What was the picture you were doing there?
It was called El Mal. I think they changed the name to The Rage, or... I forget now.
Yeah. Give me that... Glenn, I'm not going to embarrass you with this, but just yesterday, the Council of the City of Los Angeles proclaimed you as ambassador at large for the City of Los Angeles in one of the most beautiful scrolls I've seen. And I presume that this will also enable you to go back to our native Canada this year at Expo 67 and be our ambassador there?
Yes, I guess we're all, everybody who leaves Canada, Art, I know. However, lately I've become confused whether you're from Australia or from Canada.
Who, me?
Yeah, but...
I do speak marsupial.
When you leave Canada and you're born there, you can't help but be a sort of a latent ambassador from that country,
right?
Because it's a wonderful country and certainly one of the most friendly countries to the United States, I think, in the world. And I hope it always remains that way.
Well, I'll be up there in Montreal on May 1st. I think it's Art Linkletter Day at the fair. And
I'd like to be there, Art.
And you'll have another day.
Okay, I'd rather be there your day. Okay.
Glenn and I'll be out in the audience to meet some of the fans and especially some of the kids. Be back in just a minute. My wife Lois tells me that when it comes to using apples in a recipe, nothing can beat a Washington State Golden Delicious. The flavor is pleasantly sweet, the skin is thin, tender, and juicy. And now, so you can prove to yourself that Golden Delicious apples are perfect, there's a free recipe folder available at your local market with six wonderful plain or fancy dishes that you can make with these very special apples. Or if you prefer, you can get the folder by writing to me, Art Linkletter, Post Office Box 2020, Hollywood, California. I'll be glad to send it to you. Come over here, Glenn. We're going to meet some people. First young lady I want to introduce you to is Miss...
Mrs.
Oh, you're a Mrs.?
Oh, yes.
Mrs. who?
Marilyn Johnson.
This is Glenn
Ford,
Marilyn. And what would you like to ask him?
Well, my husband is really a fan of his. Really. And every time we see one of your shows, he says, you know, Glenn Ford really is the fastest gun alive. And he says, this is actually the truth, and I'd like to know if this is true.
Are you pretty fast with a gun?
Well, as long as there's blanks in it, I'm pretty fast. You put a real bullet in it, and I'm awful slow.
But you do practice a lot, when you're...
All the time, yes. I was taught by probably one of the greatest teachers of that in the business, a man by the name of... Maybe you had him on the program, Rod Redwing.
Oh, yes, the Indian.
He taught people like... you know who's very fast is Sammy Davis Jr.
That's right. So is Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, and he taught us all. And I think we are fairly fast, yes.
He gave me a lesson, and I...
I think my husband would like a lesson also.
All right, you keep your husband unarmed. This lady here is... Mrs., I'm sure.
Linda Ferguson.
Yeah, Mrs. Ferguson. What was your question?
Mr. Ford, what's the most rewarding film you've made and why?
Oh, there's a difficult one.
Well, rewarding film, I think some... I can't, it's very difficult to answer that. They've all been very rewarding, you know. Some of the ones I've liked more than any the people haven't liked. Some of the ones I can't answer that.
Yeah, it's a difficult question. It's like the old question of who's your favorite leading lady. That's
which you never answer.
Yeah, you never answer.
That's a mistake. Yes, that
here's our next guest. You're Mrs.
Betty Dirks.
From where?
Glendora, California.
What would you like to ask, Glenn?
What do you think of the mini skirts, and do you think they'll stay around for quite a while?
I think they'll stay up there for... I think on the proper woman, a miniskirt looks great. On the improper woman, yeah.
There you are. There you are. Stand up, young fella. Who are you?
Rick Green of Los Angeles.
Shake hands with Glenn Ford. Rick.
Right. Nice to meet you.
And I want to know, do you think today that people who want to become actors and actresses should go to a actor's school first, or should they just start out with their own natural talents?
I think... Honest answers?
Yeah.
I think that acting schools have ruined more actors than they've helped. I think that they try to teach acting and you can't teach it. You just learn it yourself from experience and from life and from little theaters, for example, but stay away from school.
Mm. Okay? That's interesting. Glenn, when you're acting in a part that requires some deep emotion, do you have a something you think of yourself, or do you just, how do you get into a mood?
Depends on the time of day. If it's about 11 in the morning, I'm thinking about lunch, what I'm going to have for lunch. At 4 o'clock, it's, you know.
Then you've got indigestion, you can cry at any kind of a scene. You can't get this fellow to be serious, and it's just as well, because you have some very serious parts of the picture, and I like them to see you as you really are. Glenn Ford, our very favorite guest today.
Thank you
for coming. What do we have for our guest, Jack?
Our parade to the ladies, we have a lovely necklace and bracelet ensemble of Aloha Pearls by Pakula. For the young man, we have the beautiful Tantalus gift set by L'Antarique. Includes cologne and aftershave lotion.
You've been hearing my commercials for Formula 409 for quite a while now. Maybe you've seen commercials by my associates right in your own hometown. Do you notice anything different from other household cleaner commercials? You bet you do. There's no tricky jingles, no acting, no special effects, because Formula 409 is not a tricky product. Doesn't need lightning bolts and hurricanes or galloping horses to sell it. The 409 people want and need no such staging for their commercials. And I couldn't agree more, because Formula 409 is just an honest, outstanding spray cleaner. Now you try the handy spray bottle on your woodwork, your sink, your refrigerator. When you see the great job 409 does around the house, you'll want to buy the money-saving half-gallon size for refilling the smaller sprayer and for the big jobs like cleaning floors and walls. Formula 409 is marketed worldwide by Wilson Harrell Company. You get 409 today. From the St. Bede Catholic School in La Cañada, we have some 9 and 10-year-olds. I thought we might get acquainted by them asking me something instead of me asking them all the questions. Linda McMillan, what would you like to know?
Well, I have 3 questions.
3 questions?
Yes. Wow. Did you ever think of putting your grandchildren on the show?
Yes, my grandchildren have been on the show at Christmas. That's the one time I put all my family on the show, just before Christmas. And incidentally, my own children and my own grandchildren are the hardest people for me to interview. It's always harder to work with your own family than other people.
Do you ever get tired of doing the show?
No, I love it. Every day I look forward to it. I get a great kick out of it. And the third question?
How you pick the schools?
We just go down the list of public and private schools right in the United and all over Los Angeles. We use private schools like your school, which is a Catholic school, isn't it?
Yes.
During holidays and other times, and then the rest of the time we visit the public schools. Robert McBurney, what would you like to ask me?
How come the oldest age to be on the show is 11?
The oldest age is 11?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we keep them under 11 because over 11 they're smarter than me. I'd like to have you under my power. Joan Richards, what would you... Oh, look at the hair this girl has. Isn't that pretty? What would you like to ask me?
Well, what do you do with all the money that you get?
Well, you sound like you're from the Bureau of Internal Revenue. I give it to my wife like any average American husband, and then she doles it out to me, $1 here and 50 cents there if I'm a good boy.
Well, what does she do with all of it?
That's what I would like to know. He won't tell. Steve Jennison, who has about 285 freckles there. What's your question, Steve?
What did you do before you were in show business?
I was in college. I was clear back in 1933 at San Diego State College, and I was just studying to be an English teacher and working my way through college. Now, kids, supposing I ask you this question. If you could meet any famous person in the world and spend an afternoon and have lunch with them, who would you pick, Linda?
Julie Andrews.
Why did you pick Julie?
Oh, well, I know a lot about her background, and I'd just like to talk to her.
She's one of the sweetest people in Hollywood, and one of our biggest stars, too, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
Who would you pick, Robert McBurney?
President Johnson.
Now, why would you pick him?
Well, I like to know a lot about the country.
What would you ask the president if you were sitting in the White House having lunch with him right now?
Well, to tell me a lot about the biography of the United States.
The what?
Biography of the United States.
The biography of the United States. All right. Joan, who would you visit with?
The King of England.
Oh, why?
Well, I like the King of England there a lot.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Who is the King of England?
I don't know.
You want me to tell you something that might startle you?
What?
There is no King of England. There's a Queen of England.
Okay, who's she?
Who is she? Why, she's the Queen of England. You're giving me those questions. Her name is Mrs. Johnson. Steve Jennison, what's your, who would you pick?
Bob Crane.
Why?
Because I'd like to know where he filmed his, the shows.
Hogan's Heroes?
Yes.
Yeah, well, Bob would be a lot of fun to be with. Now, quick question, kids. What is the best way in the world to be liked and to be popular? What do you think, Linda?
To think of the other person and let them have their way.
Uh-huh. What do you think, Robert?
Well, to help other people.
Yeah? What do you think, Joan?
Well, I think to tell little white lies and to be generous.
What kind of like, a little like what?
Well, like, they ask, does my hair look pretty? And you say, well, oh, your hair looks very pretty when it looks awful.
That's the way to be popular. Mm-hmm. Steve, what do you think?
To be loving.
To be loving. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Oh, you mean just loving in a general way.
Yeah,
yeah. This all reminds me of the mother who told her little son, we're here on this earth to help others. And the little boy thought a minute and he said, what are the others here for? The girls each get a beautiful Little Miss Everything tote bag by American Tourister. And the boys get the Lotus Indianapolis race car by Wenmac, powered by a Thunderbolt engine. And each boy and girl gets a beautiful quality Schwinn American bicycle with chrome-plated fenders and tubular chrome rims and white-wall tires. And the school gets a beautiful spinet piano by Wurlitzer, an illustrious ebony cabinet, modern design and fine quality, and a matching bench. Tomorrow in the House Party Spotlight, singing star Gina Maria from Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Heartlink Letters House Party, soon recorded as a John Goodell production. Produced for radio by Martin Hill. Directed by Dolph Nelson and Michael King. Editor, Bill Bruder. This is Jack Slattery speaking.